Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'at-Hotep. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we thank all of you for tuning in. We apologize for getting started late tonight. We normally come on, of course, at 10:30. For whatever reason, we ran into some technical difficulties, and we still don't have everything in place the way we wanted to for tonight. So we're just going to broadcast tonight from 11 to 11:30, try to work out these glitches with our system that we are trying to improve on and trying to do some other things with, and somehow it really went wacky tonight. But we have been able to at least communicate with you for a brief period of time, and what we like to do is do part two of this dialogue tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So we're going to check with our guests when they come on, our sisters that will be joining us in a few moments, to see if they can come back tomorrow and really be able to finish up what we want to do for tonight. Before we begin the program for tonight, as usual, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator, and of course we are very cognizant of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Tonight, of course, is the first session for this month for Women's History Month. We are just coming out of Black History Month, and of course, many folks did a lot of things for Black History Month, and certainly we're going to be doing a lot for Women's History Month as well, just as we did last year and last month. I'm looking at our boards, and again, bear with us, family, because we are having a few complications tonight that we did not expect. But nevertheless, you know, we tend to always be able to rise above it all regardless. So we're kind of trying to do some things as we get ready for our sisters to come on tonight. We're going to talk with a couple of sisters. One, Sister Queen Ma'ati, who is very well known in the Trenton area for, you know, representing in a very progressive kind of way. She is also, I believe, the chief of staff for the New Black Panther Party in the Newark area. And we're going to also talk to a Sister Christine, who has an organization that deals with some issues that really addresses some of the youth violence that goes on in that particular city, again, in Trenton. But tonight we're going to focus specifically on the violence of our women and girls, the violations of our women and girls. Of course, this is a topic and a subject that we often talk about here at New Day, but it's one that we can't talk about enough, obviously, because it certainly isn't decreasing. And from what we see, it won't be decreasing for some time, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. Now, before we go to our live line and talk with our sisters about the work that they're doing in Trenton, and as well as, you know, our sisters not only do work in our community that we reside in, work in, and so forth and so on, grew up in, we do work all over the country. We connect all over the country. That's what the Million Woman Movement is now about, making certain that wherever our sisters are, that we can connect with one another more readily, more effectively, and to do that in the type of solidarity that must really manifest in this day and age. And so tonight's program is going to give you some insight into how we're doing that, the fact that we are indeed doing that, and it will only advance and increase as we proceed. Before we have our dialogue, we want to give you some brief reports. The other evening, we did have a session here in Philly at the Tustin Recreation Center. We got a chance to speak with one of the councilman's representatives, did come over. The topic there, again, was to deal with the issue of what most call bullying, because we did have an incident here in Philadelphia where a 17-year-old girl, little sister, was jumped by several other females. She was beaten, stomped, and interestingly enough, tasered. She was literally tased three times, twice in the head and one in the body. The sister did go into a minor seizure because she does have the sickle cell trait and has complications from it. This could have really escalated into a whole nother matter, because the reason why the girls stopped beating on this young sister was because there was a brave sister who came from out of her shop on the avenue to provide assistance, and that, you know, helped to you know, help them to discontinue the beating that they were placing on this young girl. So we're going to talk about that tonight, the fact that our young girls, our daughters, our little sisters, as we call them, are now exhibiting this kind of behavior, where it used to be a little more relegated to males, to our brothers. Well, we're now seeing sisters 15, 14, 13, 12, 10, and so forth, exhibiting behavior that is certainly not what we want our little sisters to be doing. So what we're going to do is talk about that, and not just talk about it and how it's beginning to increase all over the country, but we're going to talk about what are we going to do about it. So tonight's show is going to also be a call out there, a call for action. It is now a challenge to our women and girls, meaning, will the black woman now stand up to nurture, support, help protect and defend our women and girls, and in this case, now our girls? Will our women give 1 hour of their time a month to help deal with this issue of our girls? And that's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be now putting out here all over the country. It's time that we take a stand. It's time that we do some things. And don't get me wrong, it's not like we are not doing things. But again, obviously, it's not working, because this thing is really escalating. And the fact is, for our women and girls, our sisters that are so actively involved in so many things, we help so many people, we do so much in our communities, in our homes, and in our churches, in our schools, and so forth, but what do we do for ourselves? What do we do for our women and girls? That's not only the question, that is now the call. And with that said, we're going to go to our live line, and joining us should be Sister Ma'ati, as I mentioned earlier, who is a dynamic sister who, again, is doing incredible work in our communities, especially in the Trenton area. And also we're going to speak with Sister Christine, who has an organization that she's going to tell you about. The youth who represent putting an end to some of this dysfunctional behavior. But realistically, we can no longer put what I call Band-Aids on these wounds. We have now got to make certain we provide the real antidotes, the real remedies, the real solutions. So that's what we're going to do. We're not going to talk long tonight because, like I said, we are having some technical difficulties, but I'm going to ask our sisters if they can join us for part two of this dialogue tomorrow at 6. We should have everything straightened out in the next couple of days for us to do our regular broadcasting, but we're going to give you some hot stuff tonight, I can assure you, because these sisters are about it, and you know, here at New Day Resurrection, we are certainly about making certain that we give it to you straight up, no chaser. So what we're going to do is go to our live line, and joining us should be Sister Ma'ati and also Sister Christine. Are you there, sisters?
Yes.
Yes.
Christina, yes.
All right. Christina, yes. Okay, we have you. And Queen Ma'ati, you're also on our line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Peace and blessings.
Oh, very good. How are the sisters tonight?
Great. Thank you.
Doing well.
All right. Very good. Well, Sister Christina, it's certainly a pleasure meeting you. And I know that we're going to be working together in the very near future. So let me first take this opportunity to welcome you to New Day Resurrection Liberation. And, of course, Sister Ma'ati, Queen Ma'ati, we have met on several occasions and have done a few things together already. But this may have been the first time you've been on our radio program. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's my first time. I'm glad to be
All
here.
All right. Well, then let me extend a welcome to you as well then. All right, my sisters, I'm going to start with Sister Christina. If you would, just tell us a little about you and the organization that you have and, you know, what you all do and why you do it.
Okay, and thank you for having me on the show tonight. My name is Christina Roberts. We are a nonprofit organization. The organization is called Kids Against Bullying, Gangs, and Violence. We're located in Trenton, New Jersey. Our mission is basically to bring our kids together and show them that what's going on in our city is not just so much violence. It's not so much negativity. We're trying to bring our kids together and let them see that they are liked. When I say that, meaning that they're not by themselves. There's someone like you. There's someone that believes in that education is the key to success. There is someone out there that does not believe that they're coming to school to bully someone. So a lot of times what we try to do is when we have our programs, make sure that our kids are encouraged. And we have this saying is that what we feed shall grow. So we're trying to make sure our kids are fed positivity. We're making sure that our kids are understanding that they're not in this by themselves. We're trying to make sure that our community understands that there's more out here for our kids other than our kids being out here fighting each other and destroying each other, hating each other. Again, we are a nonprofit organization, but one of the things that we are trying to basically do is make sure that their self-esteem, that's our main goal. Their self-esteem is built up to a higher level of having confidence. And you use the word reality. And the reality of things is that even as kids to adults, we go through a lot. And a lot of these things that we deal with, it breaks down our self-confidence, our self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we want to do and we try to do and we aim to do is make sure that our kids that's in our program and also the kids that are viewing this understand that if you have a high level of self-confidence, it's harder to break you down. And it's reality because we all get broken down. It's a reality.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. How long have you been in existence? How long have you been doing that?
Since 2006.
About how long?
Since 2006. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Sorry. Repeat that again, please.
Okay. Since 2006. Yes. And
okay.
one of the things that we're learning is that we had we wrote down different things that what we wanted to do, what we wanted to aim, how we wanted to come out to the community. But we're understanding that the community is coming to us, telling us what they're needing. And it's a blessing because we're thinking, okay, we're going to come in a community, we're going to be effective this way. But when you hear the words of the kids and you hear the words and the stories of these parents and they ask them for help, and, you know, so they're kind of guiding us and building us in which direction and how we should be effective in our community.
Okay. And what are the, is there a age group that you target in particular, or is it just youth in general?
It's youth in general, no age group, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's both male and female, I assume?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to come back to you in a minute, Sister Christina. So, Sister Ma'ati, now, of course, you do a number of things and have been working for a while with the anti-violence campaign that's going on in Newark. Tell us a little bit about what you do and especially about the upcoming event for March, I believe, March the 8th.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in support of the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition here in Trenton. We have the same movement going on with addressing violence in our community. We've been active now for about a year, coming up in April, make 1 year. And basically our aim is to address, again, the violence in our community on every level. violence in the streets, gang violence, and violence, domestic violence, and violence we experience right in our homes, violence against women. I'm also the local chief of staff for the Trenton New Black Panther Party. One of our main goals in the New Black Panther Party is to end black-on-black violence. So, you know, actively I've been in the community addressing issues of violence, poverty, education, police brutality, because that's violence too. Just, you know, addressing the issue, keeping the word out in the community, and trying to build a movement, get the community involved in addressing some of the ills of violence and some of the symptoms that it creates.
Okay, great. Now, you have a program coming up on March the 8th, and of course, this being Women's History Month, tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, our Women's History program, we're doing March 8th in the city of Trenton at City Hall, actually. And what we're doing is using it as a platform to, again, address violence against women specifically. Got some sisters coming out to give their testimony, sisters such as Christina coming out. We've invited out to talk about their different organizations, and what they do, or the programs they offer, the resources to the community to address violence in our community, specifically violence against women. We'll also have you on as our keynote speaker, of course, and you'll address the issue of violence against women in the way that you do. And we'll also have a community service awards portion of the program where sisters who are in the community on the forefront of issues, violence in our community, violence and how it's affecting our youth, our education, our community in general, our families, our community, and our nation. So that's the platform for the Women's History Month program on March 8th, again, at City Hall in Trenton. And again, you'll be our guest note speaker, and we really look forward to you giving us information or bringing the issue of violence against women to the forefront.
And give us the time, again, and the location. I know you said City Hall, but
March,
for those who might want to come.
Okay, March 8th, 4 to 7 p.m., and that's at City Hall in Trenton, New Jersey, 314 East State Street.
Great.
If anyone wants to call East State, yes. If anyone wants to call and get more information about our program, they can contact me directly at 609-503-1996.
Okay. And is this a free event?
It is a free event. It's open to the public. We're encouraging sisters in the community to come out and hear the platform that, we'll have going on that night and to be a part in a very special event, celebration of ourselves as women.
Okay, great. Now, Sister Christina, one of the things, well, first let me ask both of you this, because what I'd like to do, I want to make sure that folks got the general information tonight about your organizations, the work that you're doing, and so forth, but I'd like to invite you back tomorrow to really go into deeper about causes, effect, and solutions, okay?
So.
I want to, if you can, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, I'd like to do part two of this dialogue, but again, we're going to get really into what are some of the causes of the behavior. And I know, Sister Christine, you spoke, of course, of low self-esteem, but I want to go deeper into why and also talk about the effects that this is having on our community, on our people as a whole, et cetera. And then lastly, of course, but certainly not least, what's the solutions? So I want you to keep that in mind for tomorrow. So I want to just kind of go into now into, because we only have about 5 more minutes left for this segment, I just want to kind of look at what do you feel is different? In other words, these issues that we're talking about with violence and abuse, and in this particular case pertaining to our youth, what do you think is going to change something? Because what we're talking about has been talked about for the past, you know, on the air and on TV the past 50 years, and certainly in our community for the past 300 years. So what do we feel is going to really be something that's going to make a difference? Sister Christina, would you start with that response?
I think it starts with the government. And the reason why I say that is because I've seen different actions on TV where you even see the government people, officials, fighting on TV. And when I so we cannot tell our kids and the people of our country and of our in different states, this is the way that we should act and our kids should act, and they're performing a certain way. There has to be order from the beginning to the end. It has to be order.
Okay. So you think we should start with the government, with elected officials and so forth, that's what's going to make a difference?
I think it'll start making a difference, because we always say, we're telling our kids, do as I say, not as I do. And our kids look at us, they're watching us in every area. When we're walking down the street, when we're in the grocery stores, our kids are watching us. When we're in the car rage, our kids are watching us. So we can't expect our kids to be able to handle situations and act a certain way if we are not.
Okay.
They look to us
okay.
for guidance.
So, right. So you're basically saying by the examples that are being set are showing, you know, a dysfunctional behavior.
From the beginning to the end, yes.
Okay. Okay, Queen Ma'ati, what do you feel is going to be, in this day and age, some of the possibilities or some of the things that's going to make a real difference?
Well, firstly, I would say it starts in the home, being good examples for our children, having a safe and secure environment for that we raise our babies in, making sure that they're nourished with all the social and cultural and educational tools, but mostly the social skills that they're going to need to go out in the community and be peaceful. I mean, it has to start at home. A regimen of being peaceful, being nonviolent, you know, that has to start at home. And then to further that, we have to really change our campaign to bring about change in our educational system. Mm-hmm. The children aren't being properly educated on top of, as Sister Christina mentioned, the society that we live in. We live in a society that's been at war for about 10 years. And generally, you know, with the examples in society, the lack of education, the impoverished conditions that our youth are growing up in and being raised and reared in, the fact that, you know, there's a liquor store on every corner, which we know alcohol promotes violence, and the presence of violence in our community. So we have to address, we have to start, you know, addressing it at home, in our community, and then on a national level in our communities, we have to begin to unify to look at some of the issues that, especially violence facing our children as they're growing up in the communities, you know, all over the nation.
All right. I certainly agree. Okay, well, for tomorrow, my sisters, what I'd like for you to be prepared to talk about, if you would please, is how are we going to do this? Okay, because you both have excellent answers answered the question, you know, in a very proficient kind of manner. But now the next step is, so how do we do this? because, again, these are things that we have been saying and talking about and have heard for a long time, that we need to do this, we need to do that, this is what we, you know, this is the problem, whatever. But I think what our challenge today is, and especially as women, our challenge is how. The when and the how. That's where we're at now. So with that said, my sisters, I'm going to you have tonight to kind of think on that a bit. And again, if you're able to join us tomorrow at 6, we're going to go right into some of that. You know, what is the plan of action now? Because remember, we're just continuing the work that so many of our sisters, so many of our people started or have already done, you see. So these same things that we've been talking about, education, peace at home, you know, these are things that have been said repeatedly. However, we still don't have our own schools. We still don't have our own nations. We talk about these are our communities, but in fact, they're not, because anytime people tell us we got to move or they're going to bring some in or just come on in, they do, usually. Mm-hmm. So the fact of the matter is we really don't have a community. I mean, we do live in communities, but they're not ours. So we have to now look at this thing very critically. Not that we haven't, but I really, truly believe that for whatever reason, the universe is putting within our sisters the power, the ability, the whatever you want to call it, to move things to that next level. So for tomorrow, I'd like for you to hear what you think, what you feel is in fact going to be a possible solution or solutions or things that we can really look at doing. And remember, how. That's the next step. How do we do these things? Because we're talking about we gotta unify, we gotta do it. What are going to be some of the steps? Okay. So I thank both of you again, and please call back in tomorrow at 6, and we're going to go right into it. And callers, you be ready tomorrow as well, and we're going to rock this thing out. Until then, family, we thank all of you for tuning in. Please continue to tune in because our listening audience is surely growing. Sister Ma'adi, Queen Ma'adi, Sister Christina, thank you again, and we'll talk back to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Ma'at Hotep, everyone. And again, we'll be back tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Peace out.